The Ten Kingdoms of Atlantis were created by an entity named Horlit, sometimes called the Dweller, and Toth spent many years with the Dweller learning the art of wisdom. Toth excelled in his studies and was finally invited to the halls of Amenti. It's there where Toth is given the key to life, immortality. And he, like the other Children of Light, can reincarnate every 100 years. Now, as an immortal, Toth is responsible for keeping the ancient knowledge that he's been taught. Then, a great flood destroys Atlantis.
Well, how long ago was that?
13,000 years ago.
And when was the Younger Dryas?
13,000 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yet another flood myth takes place during a period of time known as the Younger Dryas. Every culture on Earth has the same flood myth. Anyway, in order to preserve the knowledge and culture of Atlantis, Toth is one of the teachers sent out to establish new colonies around the world. One of these colonies is in South America. Another is in Central America. Toth travels to a land the Atlanteans call Kem, but we know it as Egypt. Toth took with him a tablet carved out of green emerald, though some believe it might have been crystal. Others say the tablet was made of orichalcum, a valuable ancient metal that, according to Plato, was mined in Atlantis.